was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, friends. And welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Excuse me. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me. Our number tonight for your questions related to the BIC method is 1-800-313-9443. We're here every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, and I thank you for joining me. If you are interested in attending the 5-day Law Merchants Leadership Conference, you can send an email to Roberta at robertat@hush.com. And for any other questions, please drop me a line at takenoprisoners@hush.com. Friends, it's Sunday night, June 10th, and my apologies if I sound a bit subdued. I received a call last night that my mother had a massive heart attack, and it turned out not to be a heart attack. It turned out to be something even more serious, and we had to take her off life support today, and she probably will not make it through the rest of this evening, or perhaps through part of tomorrow. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and obviously moments like this are times of reflection, and they're times of great joy and great sadness as we think back to the fond memories and we try and put things in perspective and compartmentalize the events of this world as they pale with the events of the world. And obviously these are the moments that are the most difficult to triage in that fashion. I sent out an email a day or two ago, it may have been yesterday, that I would like to continue along in the fourth installment of our BIC User's Manual. There is no written user's manual. We're constructing this as we go on air each Sunday night. It's a luxury having this program, and I want to thank John and the folks at Republic for really allowing us to shine on this network and to expand our audience and to reach out to what we hope will be millions of people around the world in all of our quest for freedom and peace. In light of the events in my life over the last 24 hours, let me just reiterate, if I may, an observation that I've had, I probably mentioned on the air a number of times, but perhaps it has a little more meaning for me tonight, and that is that we spend so many of us spend all of our time involved in the pursuit of freedom, and we wind up shackled to it. You know the old expression that our possessions wind up owning us. Well, I think the same is true for knowledge. The knowledge winds up taking possession of us. Now that music means we have a break coming up in another 10 or 15 seconds, so I'd like to continue this topic briefly after the break and then get down to the business at hand of how we can use notary strategies to just stop every case in its tracks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my...
Insert dollars only. That's not a bad song for our breaks, is it, folks? As I was saying before the break, we get so caught up in the events surrounding the decisions to express our freedom that we become enslaved to the processes. So I suggest that that may not be such a wise idea, and we might want to pay some attention to one of the cardinal spiritual principles, which is fairly universal among even most corporate religions, as well as in nature's law, and it is known as balance or balancing. I really like spending time with my two little grandchildren. They're really the light of my life, more than anything I can recall in my entire life. And I encourage those of you who have those pursuits and want to take your grandsons fishing and your granddaughters to their recitals and just love the heck out of them. I encourage you to do that and diminish the amount of time you spend looking for controversies. You know, the amount of time you put into defending yourself, you could be devoting that time to gainful employment without the stress working through the system to a degree, and I'm not necessarily advocating that, but pick, it pays to pick and choose one's battles. And if you are new to this program, if you're new to commercial redemption and commercial procedures, I urge you, please, do not stop paying your taxes, stop paying your mortgage, and stop paying your credit cards all in the same week, folks, because that would not be a decision that I would consider to be suggestive of wisdom in any degree. Give yourself a chance to learn at your pace, to enjoy the learning, just like the theme of my programs and emails, for entertainment purposes only. People think that's just a legal disclaimer, so I don't wind up in the iron yoke. It's not. It's a philosophy of life. Enjoy the act of learning. We were put here to learn. And I suggest that if you can cultivate the enjoyment of the process of learning, that you'll be able to bring a broader perspective to the information that you collect from that process. Anyway, last week we spoke extensively on various notary procedures and the use of a notary public. Let me first mention that it really is critical that a patriot does not solicit the services of a non-patriot notary. A notary who has not been around the block at least once, hopefully more times, and a notary who has perhaps not had controversies of his or her own. The experience of the notary is really critical to the procedure, and from a more spiritual perspective, we weren't put on this earth to entice nice people into dangerous situations. And I strongly suggest we shouldn't be doing that. I had someone approach me once with a notary that was pretty much sold to me, pitched to me as, oh, she's a nice gal, she'll do what we ask, and she's willing to issue certificates of protest. And then when I called the notary and had a discussion and found out she had two small children and was 5 months pregnant and knew nothing about patriot procedures, I thought that that made a perfectly good example of the last person in the world that I would want to involve in this line of work, so to speak. And why? Because it's not unlikely that somewhere along the track the notary will receive a letter, especially if the notary procedure is directed at private interests. The controversies with private interests are often much worse than with public interests. And by private interests, I mean, for instance, credit card companies, banks, hospitals, physicians. Those folks will very quickly, upon advice of counsel, counsel's advice actually being a disciplinary regulation violation, but nonetheless it's given all the time, they will resort to converting this into criminal charges. Well, he's harassing me. He's trying to extort funds from me. And, of course, the attorney will back that up and say, I don't see that there's a contract here. This sounds like they're trying to extort money from my client. And I'm advising my client, they'll say this by letter, by the way, I'm advising my client that if this continues, they might want to consider filing criminal charges against you. Now, if that party happens to be in a small town, is part of the good old boy network, is a former sheriff or deputy sheriff, or a former military police officer who has friends on the local force, next thing is, this is moved into the criminal. And that's not a tragedy, that's a blessing in its own way, but if you're not ready for it, and you don't need the stress, and you don't need the extra paperwork, and you don't have the time to devote to it, why take that route? So it pays to have an experienced notary, and secondarily, not to issue process to the notary requesting her to sign it or to serve it, which can potentially place the notary in harm's way. So this all starts by reading the notary law in your state or in the state and in the state in which you plan to use a notary if it's an out-of-state notary. It's quite easy to use an out-of-state notary. The notary simply has to have verification of some sort that the signature and the party signing go hand in hand. That can be done by a photocopy of some sort of photo ID and signature undersigned by a local notary. It can be done by a party vouching for the person long distance or any other way that would provide a notary with satisfactory verification of the identity of the signatory to the documents. Then the notary is obviously going to be asked to issue certain procedures. And when she does, especially to private parties, as I mentioned, it is not unusual for the notary to receive a phone call, usually from one of the attorney's lackeys, and occasionally a letter. We've seen that upon occasion, the content of which basically comes down to, in all my 25 years in law, I have never seen a notary requesting documents like this. And it either threatens them with a referral for practicing law without a license or asks them to verify that they're not practicing law without a license, or it may give notice that they'll be seeking an injunction or a civil lawsuit or some other sort of intervention. None of those events are unusual, and we certainly would not want to subject an inexperienced notary to them. However, when those events occur, in my humble opinion, it's not a tragedy. In fact, most of the time, it's a blessing. And I say that not to be arrogant, but because the stupider the actions are by the parties with whom we are attempting to undertake commerce, the greater leverage I have in that scenario. As an example of that, I sent out copies of letters that were used and constructed just this week. One was a letter to an attorney, a cover letter, and actually, I didn't send out copies of it. My apologies. I sent out an excerpt from it, I believe, and it's a cover letter to a criminal complaint that was crafted very quickly. It only took about half an hour to take an existing criminal complaint in the in the Stage 2 folder of the Law Merchant Leadership Conference CD, and it only took a few minutes, really, to convert the statutes and the language over to the particular situation. And we're going to read those documents here tonight. So why don't we start with the cover letter to the attorney. It went something like this. Your threat to Notary Public Jane Doe, uttered and recorded, in this case there was a message left on a machine, uttered and recorded on or about a particular date, to use legal process to impair the performance of her public responsibilities as agent for the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has been brought to my attention. So you see, in the opening paragraph, as we do in most letters that we construct, the opening paragraph is sort of a clever way of letting them know that they didn't challenge us. They didn't challenge the notary. They challenged the Secretary of State of that particular corporate venue. The next paragraph said, since your knowledge as an attorney of MRCP 45, MGL, Massachusetts General Law, 167, 222, 233, and there's a list of statutes, which I suspect we should pick up after the break, And when we continue after the break, we're going to look at this process in detail, how easy it is not only to repel the attorney, but now to have set them up so that when we name that attorney as a fiduciary, they won't know what to do. Please join me.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
You made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The program is Take No Prisoners, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. By all means, we have a call-in line open. Please dial in, and we'll do our best to accommodate you tonight. We're discussing notary process and just how powerful it can be. Last week, I believe we discussed the use of notary certificates, and we're going to hopefully get to specifics of a notary certificate of non-performance later in the program and a couple of other really powerful points. You know, we've all done notary certificates, but using them to the greatest potential is where people tend to fall down, and I'd like to get to that topic, if at all possible, tonight. There does seem to be a lot of activity, interest in the uses of notaries. I was on the road this week. I spent an awful lot of time on the road. And when I do, like everyone else, I whip out that iPod and I start listening to all those fine orators out there. And I was catching up on a number of people. And I listened to Jack Smith's April 23rd Monday night seminar. And he discussed the distinction between the case file and the evidence file. He had a discussion with some fellow in Florida who pointed out the success that they're having with notaries requesting under notary seal filing of your evidence into the evidence file. And this sort of came through as a revelation, and I just wanted to point out, especially to the attendees, the former attendees at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference, if you go into into the stage one folder, presentation option number 3, and open up the comprehensive administrative process that's in there, and go to the very first pertinent document, which would be the notary's letter of due presentment and demand for payment, you'll find 2 grayed out paragraphs. They're grayed out because we don't necessarily include them in most presentations, only when we wish to file evidence or when we wish to request copies. And this paragraph said, quote, request to file evidence / records, and that's in uppercase letters. Then it says, I, that means the notary, have also been asked to request that you file the following documents in the evidence file of case number such and such by end of business day of receipt of this letter and provide certified copies of same bearing the file stamp through me so they are received no later than 3 days of receipt of this letter with fees to be offset by bonded promissory note number such and such. So we've been using this for at least 4, perhaps 5 years. I can verify what Jack was saying, that the use of a notary to place evidence into a file is a supreme way, other than presentation in open court, of engaging the public if that's what you wish to do. And this simple paragraph here is one very easy way to do that. Anyway, continuing along with the letter to an attorney who challenges a notary, which I postulate to you is a wonderful opportunity for you to establish yourself as a force to be reckoned with, so that right from the beginning you start sort of placing the attorney and all of the parties off balance. You know, if it was a judo match or some other martial art, you'd be shifting their balance onto one leg before you sweep it out from under them. And that's what a letter like this does, as you'll see. The next paragraph says, since your knowledge as an attorney, since your knowledge as an attorney of MRCP 45, MGL 167, 222, and 233, those are Massachusetts general laws which apply to notaries, powers of subpoena in Massachusetts, powers of summons, as I recall, power to call depositions and issue protests, EO 455, and especially MGL 107, Section 13 is presumed, I am forced to conclude that your message to the public official comprises your confession of your intention to violate 18 U.S.C. 873, 1503, 1510, 1519, 1509, and 1623, comma, and to tamper with a witness pursuant to Section 1512. Now, you see, we just listed those statutes, but I threw one in by name to wake the guy up real fast. Accordingly, I have prepared a criminal complaint for presentation to the U.S. attorney and directly to the grand jury in the event the U.S. attorney demurs. In my experience, grand juries are spellbound when a private party makes direct presentation of official misconduct. And by the way, an attorney is an officer of the court, so it would be official misconduct, including the efforts of the U.S. attorney to shield a licensed official from prosecution. So I've just let him know that I'm prepared to take this directly to a grand jury and, if necessary, to bring the U.S. attorney in under oath also. No one's getting in my way. New paragraph. Regarding the Section 1623 violation, permit me to remind you of the implications of the said confession and the various associated DR violations. DR stands for disciplinary regulations. It's a bit lazy just to list DR. It's probably best to pull out a specific DR violation. We will continue this letter and the discussion of how to use notaries to our advantage after the break. Please join me in 3 minutes. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and we're talking about notary process. Let me refer those who have attended the Law Merchants Leadership Conference to folder to stage one, option three, the comprehensive administrative remedy. And also, what we have added to stage two enforcement strategies under criminal complaints, this cover letter that I'm reading right now. Now, the attendees don't have that, and former attendees at the meeting can certainly send us an email at my private box and request it. We'll be happy to ship it out to you. And those who haven't attended, by the way, I would suggest that if you'd like to attend the 5-day conference in Albany in August, that you don't wait much longer. The space is closing out extremely fast. I'm shocked and gratified, of course, by the response that we've had. Yes, there are always last-minute cancellations or folks who wind up in prison or other situations prior to the conference, but it's an interesting demographic on the folks that we service, isn't it? And the people we hang around with, whoever thunk. But I would suggest that you send your registration forms into Roberta at robertat@hush.com, ASAP. Or if you don't have a registration form, request it from her right away so you don't get locked out. It is going to be quite the conference. Much the same technology we reviewed the last time. There are some new additions, a couple of them very private. We'll close the doors and take some other precautions and discuss them sort of in chambers regarding some of the latest developments, one of which I might add I consider to be groundbreaking, earth-shattering, earth-shaking, with the same kind of conviction and feeling I have about it as I had about the beneficiaries in common approach when it first crossed my pathway. I think we're at the point of having McFadden's solution, Congressman Lewis McFadden's solution that he spoke about and that I have been searching for years, in our grasp. And we'll be talking more about that at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference. Boy, that's a mouthful. In Albany, New York, August 2nd through August 6th. It's a five-day affair. I realize not everyone can attend that. But, you know, I get a lot of emails from people who say, Sam, I can't attend the conference. How can I learn BIC? I understand people can't attend it. That's what this program's about, is trying to teach it. But there is an element to that question I hope all of you understand that is the same as saying, you know, I can't go to medical school, but how can I learn to be a doctor? This is such a broad, comprehensive process. Sure, you can learn basic BIC. Here are a few instruments. Here's how you present them. And then you're going to wind up hung out to dry like a pitted pig, just like so many patriots have over the years who jumped into technologies without understanding what they were doing. Now, we had a caller, Mike, who has hung up, and I don't blame him. Sorry, Mike. But he had a question about what does it mean to know who you are. Well, you know what it really means? It means that you're no longer sending out questions to Sam Kennedy or Winston Shrout or Jack Smith or anyone saying, well, on page 2 of this bond, should I do that or this? When you understand, when you know the answers to the question, in fact, when you know lots of answers to the question, that's when you own the process. And you couple that with your understanding that, indeed, I am a creditor, first-in-line creditor, and anything you collect belongs to me. And you have the elements of knowing and understanding who you are. Continuing with the letter to the attorney who attacked the notary. Next paragraph. The last paragraph said, regarding the Section 1623 violation, permit me to remind you of the implications of the said confession and the various associated DR violations. It pays for everyone who hears my voice to look up the Bar Association Code of Regulations or Code of Disciplinary Regulations, DR, in your common venue, you know, in the area in which you live and will have most of your controversies. And you'll find that there are things that you can put in a letter, like, counselor, let me remind you of DR 5-102 or 5-107 or something like that. I've seen attorneys make statements to that effect, and I've made statements to that effect in letters. It wakes people up real fast. Next paragraph. You can also expect a summons for you to appear before a notary public pursuant to the above-noted statutory authority as your opportunity to testify under penalty of perjury regarding your knowledge and intention. So there, I'm putting them on notice. There'll be some form of civil action as well. I mean, it's very easy to draw up a complaint to begin an action there all over the web. Not a complaint in equity. Winston's last course, where was that? Fort Collins, he had a document that someone had put together to basically serve for judicial review. That would serve, except I would take all the statutory citations right out of that. You don't want the points and authorities in a living man's pleading, as far as I'm concerned. And you could attach to it a simple summons. You can request subpoenas from the clerk. And in an afternoon, place the other guy under the onus of proving who he is or who he is not. And the final paragraph says, as always, it's an olive branch. It's the solution I'm seeking. If you would prefer to disprove the presumption that your actions do not comprise simple correctable error, presumption. See, I'm going one better than the United States. They operate on presumptions, but they also fail on purpose to tell you what those presumptions are. We're letting him know that there's a presumption on tap, and he's got the opportunity now to rebut it. If you would prefer to disprove the presumption that your actions do not comprise simple correctable error, please send a formal apology to the notary, advising her that you have become cognizant of the broad powers of her office, with certified copy to me, both to arrive no later than 4 days after receipt of this letter. In that event, this matter, so far as it involves your personal liability, will be closed, and I will refrain from filing a criminal complaint and civil action. Now, there, in a nutshell, is the message to the attorney. Remember, the most important part of any letter usually is the last paragraph. There it is, my good man. If you'd like to disprove that your actions were intentional and not simple error, send an apology, or else we'll be facing the criminal complaint and the civil action. Now, needless to say, folks, this letter is for your entertainment. No one should go out and start mailing a letter like this around, not unless you want to get yourself in trouble. If and when you fully understand who you are and what you're doing, perhaps you would consider something like this in a situation. Mind you, this is not straight BIC. This is more of a hellfire enforcement strategy, and without question, it involves argument. And argument technology is always dangerous. Can be converted into criminal actions. You're charging your brother. One other paragraph that I would add to this would be the standard intention disclaimer paragraph. This letter and attachments are not intended to cause anxiety, alarm, distress, harass, et cetera, impede public responsibilities. And you want to lay that out in bold right there so they see it, so they understand that if they charge you with anything, they're going to have to come in and somehow explain how they know better than the stated intention. So they're thinking in the public forum, and that would serve as an effective deterrent. I'm convinced it has served as an effective deterrent in hundreds, if not thousands, of these processes, because we've been using issues like that, either set off in boxes or bold paragraphs or uppercase, and not once has there been a threat of criminal action against that party, ever. So we think a statement of intention is very important. Anyway, there is a criminal complaint that is attached to that letter, isn't there? And let me see if I can find it. Somewhere on my computer. This would be for all of the former attendees of the Law Merchant Leadership Conference. This would be in the stage two folder, which is folder number 5, under the subfolder known as Primary Enforcement Tools. By the way, folks, remember I read you that grayed out paragraph that basically is the way we have a notary make due presentment of documents for filing publicly into the evidence file, not the case file or the exhibits file, whatever they call it. That paragraph is available also to those. There are many folks out there who have our Rockland, Massachusetts seminar. And you would find that in folder 4, I believe, if you're a creditor in commerce folder. And right there under the comprehensive administrative process for paying court cases and I believe also for paying tax cases. That's an involved process, but if you look within the body of the letter rogatory, you will find those requests also. And but you might take that request and move it up directly into the notary's letter so that it is the notary making the request or demand under notary seal for filing documents A, B, C, and D into the evidence file and case number CR or whatever. So why don't we take a look at the criminal complaint, which is, as I said, in folder 5, known as stage 2 enforcement, in the primary enforcement tools under criminal complaints. Oh, excuse me, you folks who attended do not have this. I forgot, since I wrote these yesterday. And the criminal complaint is, before I read it, let me just say that this is a complaint in equity, really. This is a complaint for to be delivered through normal channels, could be to a U.S. attorney, a state attorney general, a district attorney, with a warning that if they fail to prosecute or if they fail to process the request within 72 hours, that you will consider it to be dishonored and be making direct presentation to the grand jury. And then you might issue a warning, not a threat, but a warning that any party who would attempt to impede presentation to the grand jury, impede your right to present to the grand jury, would be included in the criminal complaint, or a separate criminal complaint would be presented, that would be simultaneously presented. So yeah, sort of a shot across the bow, but you would want to do that in a non-insulting way. I realize you might state it. There's always a nice way to state something. You might state it, Mr. Jones, I realize your office is very busy, so if I don't receive verification within 72 hours that you've been able to process the attached criminal complaint, then I will be happy to relieve you of the burden and make direct presentation to the grand jury. And by the way, of course, any party that would attempt to impair that, simply because it's not standard procedure, any party that would attempt to impair my right to address a grand jury simply when I have observed official misconduct, simply because it's not standard procedure, I would regretfully have to include in my presentation to the grand jury by way of an additional criminal complaint. So that's a nice way to lay it across his desk, and it also shows just how clever you are, that you'll take the worst information and make it look to them so that it's palatable. And they're more likely to think twice about tangling with a guy like that as opposed to a guy who makes threats to them and comes in like a bull in a china shop. Here's the criminal complaint. It says, by the way, this is, as I said, an equity complaint. You can do a common law criminal complaint under common law grounds, basically unalienable rights, and that would be a document you would put together without statutes, file in the county and take back a certified copy of it, and then present to the grand jury, letting them know that you're convening them as a common law grand jury. And they may have questions about that, so you might have a memorandum of law ready to go on that. This is just off the top of my head. It's not a cliche to say, there's an infinite number of ways to have fun in these venues. So this says, I, Sam Kennedy, being duly sworn, and by the way, I'm just using my name. This is obviously not for me. Being duly sworn, do state upon my oath that I have personal knowledge, I have good reason to believe, and do believe based upon the following information. That heading, by the way, was composed by Randy Kelton, the grand jury master. I tip my hat to him for the fine work he's done, and former host on the two-hour broadcast ahead of ours. Now, I understand he's no longer on the network, but we wish Randy well. And then the complaint goes on to say, on or about a particular date, I was present when a message on an answering machine belonging to and you would state that party's name. A notary public for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was played, in which the name of this attacking attorney, let's say John Green, stipulating to doing business as O'Brien, Goldstein, and Green, located at, and you'd give the address, stated his intention to use legal process to impede the lawful execution, I realize that probably should be the word legal execution, of the notary's official public duties, in parenthesis, transcript of message, comma, exhibit A, close parenthesis. New paragraph. A notary public, acting as agent for the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is specifically empowered to issue subpoenas, conduct depositions, and issue notices of dishonor and protest failures to pay, pursuant to MRCP 45, MGLC 167, 222, and 233, EO 455, and MGL 107, Section 13. Now, that's two short paragraphs. There are two more short paragraphs to go on this criminal complaint, and we will review them after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please join me in 3 minutes. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot.
Welcome back, my friend.
Dollars only, please.
You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Permit me to mention that if you would like to get hold of the Rockland Seminar, which By the way, it seems to be a very popular seminar. People from all over the world keep ordering it, and we keep getting great feedback because that folder 4 is just loaded with enforcement strategies, one of which we'll be talking about tonight, notary deposition. I know it's been said and it's been taught, but you have no idea how effective that strategy is, and we will get to that in the second hour, I can see. You can order that through Roberta at robertat@hush.com. Or you can order it. It's for a $200 donation, which you can send directly to Brian Williams, care of PDFM, Peter David Frank Mary, 159 Delaware Avenue, number 229 Del Mar, New York, 12054. And it also has the two finest administrative remedies I've ever written. They're extremely extensive, one for tax situations, one for court situations. They have all kinds of bells and whistles. They're not BIC, but many of you may not be doing BIC, and they're the precursor to – I use those, obviously, and metamorphosed them into the presentations that are available for BIC. They also can be – if you have BIC instruments – you could use, if you decided to use them at all, you could use the comprehensive administrative remedies as the presentation methods of presentation of the promissory notes with some modest modification, just understanding that you're presenting a promissory note instead of however else you settled the case previously. And by the way, you can also contact Roberta for if you'd like to attend the Law Merchant Leadership Conference, August 2nd through August 6th. And that's Roberta T, as in Thomas, at hush.com. Continuing along with the criminal complaint for the attorney who attacked the notary, paragraph 3 says, as an attorney, Mr. Jones, full knowledge and understanding of MRCP 45, MGL, C-167, 222, 233, blah, 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 blah. His understanding of all those statutes is assumed. So here's how we built it up. On or about a certain date, this guy left a threatening letter or a threatening message. Next paragraph. A notary public as agent for the state has the following powers according to these statutes. Next paragraph. As an attorney, Mr. Jones is assumed to have full knowledge of those statutes. If not, he's incompetent and has to be removed. And then the fourth paragraph says, that's where we get down to the core of the issue. On or about that particular date, John Jones, acting in capacity of an attorney at law, licensed to practice within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, or could say, and officer of the court, or officer licensed before the highest court of the state, or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, did duly attempt to coerce, threaten, and impair a duly licensed notary public for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from engaging in his, her official public duties for personal profit and gain, comprising a clear and direct violation of sections 873, 1503, 1510, 1519, 1509, 1623 and 1512 of Title 18 of United States Code. So suddenly we're turning this whole thing around, folks. We're not going to be on the defensive. We've moved the game to his side of the field. That music means we're ending up our first hour. We have a lot to cover in the second hour. Don't go away. Please join me for Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado,